Haven't had a four banger for a while.
Yeah, haven't had a four banger in a friggin' since my 1984 Escort, dude.
Pilot 50.
We made it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, Fonz, Pilot 50. We're halfway there, and none better way to celebrate with the queen of East LA, Anna Saldana. How are you?
Oh my God, thank you.
Hey, welcome back. Right?
Welcome back.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. First time.
That's true.
That's why it's called Pilot Number 50.
And you also brought a partner in crime?
Yes, I did. This is Tecun Uman's in the house.
How you guys doing?
Yeah.
We're doing fantastic because it's the Pilot Number 50, dude.
Yes. Yeah.
This is going to be rad, man. This is it's quite a milestone for us. And thanks to everyone who continues to give us the motivation to keep doing what we're doing. Everyone listening, whether you like us or not, you still listen. So we are really appreciative of that. And it's been a fun ride.
Yes.
Let's keep going.
Let's do it.
Let's keep going with number 50. We're here with, as I mentioned before, the queen of East LA. And I say that because we had attempted this show previously, and we were out in East LA.
Boyle Heights.
Oh, it's Boyle Heights?
Boyle Heights.
Okay. Excuse me. Technicalities. You're a queen of something, I guess.
Look, I'm Khaleesi, okay? I'm the mother of dragons. Okay? Okay. The mother of stray cats. Okay.
And if you want to talk about technicalities as well, we're right on the edge of that. We're in Monterey Park. Fonzret, this is our last show in Monterey Park. You're shipping out to Long Beach, to my neck of the woods.
Yeah. We're going to be the same distance as we were when we were in high school and junior high.
Shut the hell up.
Are you serious?
Are fucking serious, dude.
Except for me, of course. You guys are all going to be neighbors. Y'all going to be neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, that's howdy, awesome, neighbor. Dude.
That is freaking cool. So it's a hello and it's a goodbye show.
And it's a welcome back.
And it's a welcome back show. Yes. Yeah. That's,
and it's a reunion show.
Reunion show. Hashtag... Ending, beginning, welcome back,
full
reunion,
circle.
Full circle.
People are going to hate us now for hashtagging the hell out of this show.
Hashtagging the hell show.
Like, hate away.
That's right. That's
hate
right.
Hate is going to hate show. Yeah. Hashtag hate is going to hate.
Hashtag earthing. Earthing.
I love it.
Anna, what's up? Thanks for coming out. Thanks for being part of the show today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. Once again, I'm great. Things are good. I'm keeping busy.
I can see that online all the time. Man.
Nice. It's been hard after we tried the first time to get it happening again because you've been traveling, and now you're back. We got you here. According to your website, Anna Saldana is a Los Angeles native. She is a singer, songwriter, producer, and activist for immigrant rights and Mother Earth, among a bunch of things. She is, you're just like a Renaissance woman. And you can actually say Renaissance because there's not a lot of women that do what you do.
Aw. Well, that's
she
nice.
She is a Khaleesi.
Mother of stray cats.
Mother of stray, you know, frick, queen of Boyle Heights.
Walter's like, what the hell is a Khaleesi?
You're right. I have no idea what that is.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
What? I don't. Oh, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, meal.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know what I do know, and I agree, is music is our soul's revolution. That is also on your website. What's that quote about? What did you say that? Did you get it from someone? What do you mean by that?
It's original. It's just what I believe. I believe that there's a lot of things that move us, right? A lot of passions, a lot of sorrow, a lot of joy, everything moves us. And there's a lot of positivity in the world and negativity in the world, energy that shifts us, right? That moves us and pushes us around and we flow. But the one thing that we all have in common is that music inspires a certain part of us that we can't necessarily learn in school, right? You're not taught this, right? You're not taught about revolution. You're not taught about, you know, your spirit. You know, you're not taught about your roots. You know, these are things that you aren't taught. So it becomes a part of your spirit when you are moved by music. And I feel like that is one of our universal languages. And I feel like that's a very true statement. And yeah. So it just came to me one day and I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna write it.
That's awesome. You don't strike me as someone who sits in the house bored playing Spider Solitaire. I won't mention any names on who does that. But
I do that on plane, though. I do play Solitaire on plane for like yes. 4 hours. I can.
What's taking up your time right now? What are you doing right now? What do our listeners need to know?
So the most recent news and upcoming shows is April 29th. I'm performing at the Silver Lake Lounge in Silver Lake.
All right.
So that's going to be cool. 9 o'clock. Hopefully you guys can come.
Yeah. That'd be dope. Yeah.
$10 cover at the door. But it's going to be a fun night. And then after that, I'm performing at East Los Art Walk in East LA with Tecun. Tecun's going to be performing soon.
Yeah.
And so another
September 11th.
And another Carnala Azul Quetzal, her band. What's the name? Roots Deep? Roots Deep is going to be performing.
Also, our brethren,
Edgar Hernandez is going to be performing. And Quetzal from Quetzal Boutique is hosting the art walk. And so it's a special thing because it's, you know, in the hood. And so come out, support local artists, local artisans, local, you know,
local community. Creative minds.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. We, you know,
I need new art for my new place, right?
Totally. Yes. You should come. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Yeah. We've done an art walk in the past. We actually had this show in an art walk a couple of years ago, but they're fun. They're fun. And they're even more special because they're in East LA and that's going to be pretty cool.
So Anna, I saw online and you were helping out a bunch of girls. Yes. Yay. And I thought that was so cool. And I mean, other than the music and everything, and I see you giving back. And what was that all about? What were you doing there? It's just so cool. Is that okay?
Yes, of course. I love it. So my friends Kimberly Bautista and Heidi Rodriguez, they are part of the collective of Justice for My Sister. Kimberly's producer director. She is a mastermind behind the Justice for My Sister collective. And as a result, she has been inspired to reach out into the community and share her knowledge and skills with the youth of Boyle Heights. And female aspiring filmmakers in Boyle Heights and in Guatemala. So she produced a 6-week program where she teaches these young girls all about film from beginning to the end, which is a film fest. So they go through the entire process. And so she called me to do a sound workshop for the girls in Boyle Heights. So I taught them all about sound as much as I could in a 6-hour bracket.
Wow.
And I also was part of I was a judge on the panel for their pitch meeting. So they even experienced how to pitch their shorts. And so that was nice to be on that side of the table. And it was a beautiful experience for me to be able to share what I've been doing for a very, very long time, over 10 years, something that I love, that I respect, and has sustained my lifestyle for a long time. And I'm grateful for it. And there's not a lot of female sound mixers. And the most touching moment at the film festival, there was two girls that I was so touched by. My heart was so
moved.
Thank you. I'm like lack of words here, but it was just so adorable that these two girls were on the panel. They were all being, you know, Q&A after the festival. And two girls were like, I'm really interested in sound. Like, it's so cool to see someone like you who's been like, it was just such a lovely exchange. These girls, I don't know how to say, but I guess I impacted their lives. I'm a better person for it. And my heart goes out to these girls. I want to see them succeed. I hope that this opens doors for them in their own mind, you know, in their own self-preservation and their own ability to like reach out to the stars and the moon and like just take it on full force. So I was really honored to be a part of that with Nueva Novelas. That's the project under the Justice for My Sister Collective.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool. You're doing that, and it's like,
thank you.
And you're from Boyle Heights, or you live in Boyle Heights now, and then these girls from that area. It's like, wow, that's freaking awesome. So
great.
So it's like, I can do it now, and they will. They will, right?
So much fun.
They're gonna do it,
and they're gonna do it, and they've done it, and they're gonna do it. And I'm actually gonna feature one of those, so she did the same thing in Guatemala. So there's going to be a film from Guatemala and a film from the Boyle Heights Nueva Novelas project in my film festival. I'm producing a film festival in September. So that's another thing that's going on. And it's called a 5-Minute Film Fest. And it's my fourth year producing it.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's another thing that's keeping me busy. It's September 24th. It's on Facebook. Check it out. Come through.
It's now on our Facebook. By the time you hear this show, it'll be on our Facebook.
Nice.
Gathering of for Justice. That's Harry Belafonte's organization.
Yeah.
We can say that you jumped in the line to help these kids out. See what I did there, Fonz?
Yeah, I saw it. Jump in the line.
And that's as good as my jokes get in this podcast. That's why we're on pilot mode right now. That's awesome. That is really cool that you do that. It, you know, to change one person's lives, but to affect so many kids and have them think about things that they didn't know that they can think of by doing those kinds of things, by doing that. That's awesome.
And to add to that, it's like a lot of these girls are raised in homes where, you know, the woman doesn't necessarily have the same opportunities as a man. Like, it's like an unspoken truth, if you will, quote unquote, right? Because that's how they were raised, their grandparents and their children. That's how just the generational mindset is regarding women in the television industry.
It's like, what is that? I just watch it on TV.
Exactly. Yeah. And most people don't know how these things are made. When I told my parents that I'm doing sound for TV, they're like, what? Like, the concept of like, oh, someone actually has to record what they're saying. It doesn't just magically appear there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, now there's actually somebody operating this and like making it sound functional, which is why we close windows and turn fans off.
Yeah. And sweat.
Hey, I love
but
it.
But it sounds good.
It sounds good, girl.
It will probably be the best sounding show. Hence, we have a sound engineer. Hey,
I had to pretend like I know what I'm doing over here, right?
You actually do look like a sound guy. Anna, I'm not going to lie.
Anna's right here.
So pretending has got us 50 shows deep. Yeah. So we're doing an all right job.
I'm a pilot sound guy. Pilot 50 sound guy.
Hashtag pilot sounding 50 guy. Hashtag hashtag neo soul ranchera.
Yeah.
What, that's your moniker? What is that?
That's the genre of music that I play. I was like thinking, well, God, what do I call myself when I was like about to take the stage, you know, back in the day? And I was like, what should I call this music? Like, it's not, you know, it's not a lot of this stuff. It's not pop. It's not alternative rock. It's not soft rock. Like, I'm like, It's conscious music. It's son rancheras. It's music with a message. And I was like, oh, well, fuck, you know, maybe, yeah, okay, yeah, neo soul ranchera. Like, yeah, I don't think I've heard it before. I don't, you know, I like to keep things fresh and new and unique. And hopefully it is. I mean, I'm covering rancheras, but, you know, I give it a little twist.
What's unique about that? What's unique about that? You're playing rancheras on a ukulele. How the heck does that come about?
It's part of the whole, like, how can I keep it original?
Yeah, but tell the audience, how do you and a ukulele connect?
Honestly, it was a quick story. I was in Ohio shooting a show, and I walked into this mom and pop shop during lunch. I had gobbled up my food real quick, and I was like, I need a break from everybody, you know? So I walked next door and walked into this music shop, and they had all these really cool indigenous instruments from way back in the wall of the store. There was this beautiful wall, like fully decorated with ukuleles. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. You know, reminded me of jaranas, little Veracruz instrument, you know, regional music instruments from Veracruz. They're tiny. They're like smaller than an ukulele. Like, they're little instruments, you know, but they come in different sizes. Anyway, long story short, I ended up purchasing an ukulele there. And it was funny because it happened so fast that when I got into my van, my whole crew was like, what the hell? Like, when did you have time to buy? I'm like, I just bought it right now. And the first song I learned was These Arms of Mine from Otis Redding.
Yeah.
I just haven't stopped. I wrote all my music on this one, my very first ukulele that was always out of tune. But I wrote all my music on it. It's so little. Like, the frets are like the wood is like chipped off from where I played so hard for like a year from and a half. Yeah.
Blood, sweat of your fingers.
Yeah.
But you know, like being Latino, it's like, we take, like, if you really think about it, we take other cultures and we make it our own. Like, if you think about Al Pastor for Mexicans, like, you know, Al Pastor doesn't come, it's not Mexican.
No wonder I don't like it.
Yeah, it's like Mediterranean or like, it's like Lebanese, you know, they put their, so like when we went to Germany and we had kebabs or
Doner kebabs.
That's where they originally come from. So they went over there and then so we took it over and we're like, oh, nah, these spices are wrong. We got to put our own spices in this shit, right? So then you think about that and you think about like banda and you think about other stuff, other instruments. And then they're like banda music and it's like from Germany, dude. So it's like
polka
music. So it's like, so you start thinking about all that stuff and we're like now, so the ukulele, bringing it back, ukulele is just like, all right, we're going to make it our own. You know, we're going to put our own fucking skank on it and stank on that shit. You know, we're gonna play our own music and the way we want to.
And honestly, like, that's definitely one reason I wanted to kind of trip out my friends because I thought they would think it was, like, trippy. And, like, I think that people want to watch or listen to something that they never would have expected. And the other thing why I chose an ukulele was because my hands are small. And so I can play like all the chords, you know?
You could rock that shit.
Yeah. Right? So the ukulele worked for me. It was my size.
It was meant for you.
Yeah.
It's like, what do they call it? A fun size. Fun size. Like those little Snickers. You know, those,
fun
I love
size.
Those.
Yeah. It's a fun size stage ass kicker. That's what it is.
And especially when you rock that, you know, it's fucking awesome. That's
thanks.
Great.
Thanks.
So I it's really awesome to have you. Even the first time we tried to do this show, it was really great to be in that neighborhood. 20 years ago, me and Fonz used to hang there a lot. We used to go down
surprised you survived.
Street. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
there was a
bunch of close calls, and the only reason we did survive was because of the person that lived there at the house, and so
he was cousins with everybody that hit us up.
It
so.
Was like kind of like the wait, I know this person, like Drew's card.
Yeah.
A lot of times my car used to get mistaken for rival gang members' cars, but it was fine because we went there so much that they just paid no attention to it. The dude lived on the block since he was born, and so, you know, they were respectful. But that was 20 years ago, and you know, you think about 20 years ago when we were there, it's these first generation, a lot of first generation Latinos. And, you know, now that at this time now they're all grown up and they probably have kids, or they now at some point have to, one, they have to get a job, or two, they'll end up leaving because of gentrification. It's so damn expensive to live in LA, but it's like, so what's it like? What's it like in East LA, Boyle Heights? You know, back in the day, it was like, the tias own the house and you know, the taco stands. I mean, what's it like now? I mean, is that still the same kind of thing? Like, who's running it? Because the tias are now 20 years older. So what's the vibe like? What's the vibe?
It's still authentic. You know, there's still a lot of young Latinos, young Mexicanos, Mexicanas opening storefronts, taking over little areas like Espacio and you know, Eastside Love and, you know, the M Bar Roll Through and like all these, like, you know, and the Mariachi Plaza like became like this beautiful place, safe place for artists to collaborate. And there's a farmer's market every weekend and there's artists that perform all the time, and not just First Street, but like down Cesar Chavez into East LA. It's really nice. There's some beautiful art galleries opening up. really nice theaters, like theater, like musical, like plays, you know, spaces, awesome. Of, you know, so there's like a lot of facelifts in the city. What I am wary of is the blind, hold on, let me think about this real quick. What's the word when you're like, when they're careless to the people in the community, when they're blind to that, when they're just like, fuck it, Panda Express, 24-hour fitness, you know, it's like prefab mini malls. Like, yeah. Okay, this city's blowing up. Okay, we're going to put this mini mall here.
Yeah. We need, you know, five Starbucks right now.
Yeah, in each corner. And Cinco Puntos. There's going to be five Starbucks and Cinco Puntos.
well, then you know and you would have made it.
I don't want to make it if that means success. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind that there's a facelift in the community. That's great because it does create a sense of community when there's things for young people to do. But I don't want a lot of small businesses opening up that aren't
respectful of the community.
Well, that aren't by nuestra gente.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need to see that happening. I don't need to see people outside of the community come into this community and take it over by plucking every single one of our original families out of their storefronts, out of their homes. I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
It happened in Silver Lake. It happened in Nickel Park. It's happening in Highland Park and Lincoln Heights and now Boyle Heights. Like, what's the deal?
It's unfortunate.
And the thing is that, you know,
we gotta figure out a way to change that.
Small businesses, you know, they're not looking at us the same.
No.
You know, it's like, well, here's someone that has two chains already, a franchise is growing over here, and we're gonna put that here now. It's like, how many Floyd barbershops do we need?
Not the one by my house. They chopped my hair twice. I still go get my haircut in Southgate.
They don't know how to do fades.
No, they freaking beat up my hair. I mean, I don't care how awesome you got an Iron Maiden poster if you can't cut my hair.
Yeah.
And I've had other rants about that, Fonz, right?
Yeah, where
I'm not going to a barber to get a beer. I'm going to get a barber to get my hair cut. You covered Four Non Blondes. You covered them. Is that something that like people have talked to you about that you're kind of like, what's her name? Linda Perry?
Mm-hmm.
Or who have people compared you to?
Comparisons, it's hard to say. I'm sure people compare me constantly to whoever they think I sound like, but I'm not sure. People usually don't come up to me and say, oh my God, you sound like, you know, I don't get that. But I do have influences, you know, that I draw from, inspiration and things like that. A lot of them are classic artists. Lola Beltran would be at the top of that list. Lucha Villa, Lila Downs, you know, and not just women, but like José Alfredo Jiménez, you know, Vicente Fernández. You know, Cuco Sanchez, like, it's just, you know, music, Mercedes Sosa, like, it's just music that moves me. And even like Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson and like, you know, I don't discriminate. It's just influences. And I think that as time goes on, with the life that I've had with the drinking and, you know, the laughing, las carcajadas, like, you know, the voice changes, you know, things change. And so the sound is what it is today, you know.
Yeah.
I just do my best to convey emotion and passion, and hopefully one heart at a time I can make a difference.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you are, and it's not through one facet. You're like doing a bunch of stuff, and it's really awesome. It's really awesome to hear your story.
Thanks.
Juan, you want to go to break?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to break. The 50 show.
Stranglehold. What's the cure for inhumanity? jumping fences, it's never green. When we bleed, we fall to our knees. What's this life of liberty? Raise your arms and stand with me. Raise your arms and defend. Shallow beast of insecurity, greed feeding on barren land, all supply and no demand. Raise your arms and stand with me.
All right, we're back. Defend with me. That's a freaking jam. That's like a ballad. That's like gonna be on like a Monsters of Ballad.
Monster Ballad.
Volume 28.
That's volume 50. Yeah.
And then it'll be on Kids Sing Monster Ballads, Volume 3.
Oh my God.
Defend with me is an awesome track. That is really really cool. What's that song about? What's going on there?
You know, I wrote that song 2 years ago, and I was just fed up with all my protests and marches and, like, you know, trying to get our voices heard in the community, and I was just so tired of it all, like, it's not enough, you know. And so I just thought, let me just write a song about it. I like to hear here go, you know.
Yeah. Let me call it reference there. I already like it now.
Shit. So that's where that song came about.
It's filmed at Echo Park.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of it. Yeah,
I love Echo Park.
Yeah,
it's for me, it's home. I like Echo Park. Every time I'm far away, I see that, because they film everything there. So true. You know, insert movie whenever you're far away, and you're like, yes, Echo Park.
It does take you back.
Yep. Cool. That's an awesome track. Now,
thank you.
We have something else to celebrate, Fonz. What you got right here?
Oh well, pilot number 50 right now. So I got something special for us. I saw you guys clowning my bottle right now. You know, it's like the girl drink or whatever, Crown Royal. What did you call it earlier?
Oh, no, the ladies' man drink.
Oh, the ladies' man drink. Oh, yeah, because it comes
with
the
that movie, right?
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
So I picked up a bottle of Crown Royal Northern Harvest Rye, right?
Ooh.
So this bottle right here.
Is it gluten-free?
You know what? Actually, most of them are now. Well, because it's distilled so much that it does become gluten-free.
Cheers. Nice.
So
it's the white bag, not the purple bag.
It's a white bag.
White
right.
bag.
So this...
I got a few purple bags.
With canicas? You got canicas in there?
So this Crown Royal right here, the rye, is actually the number one whiskey of 2016.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was voted number one whiskey of 2016. So
who were the judges?
Right?
It goes well with right. the number one podcast of 2016. Yeah. All right. By me.
Hell yeah.
Cheers.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. What a great
to your
show.
Continued success.
Yes. The podcast vote. Oh, that's freaking nice.
Ooh.
Had a 100% Ooh. Voter turnout.
It's like 80% dark cacao.
Damn. Smooth.
I can see how the so ladies, see, man.
So see, 80% you were thinking cacao. Crown Royal. It's like, oh, this is like sugar right here. Oh, it's not sugar.
No.
Crown Royal with cheese.
Ooh. Yeah. With pretty cheese. Good, right?
Yeah, this it's really good. Smooth. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, no problem. Show 50 right here.
Thank God for Uber.
Yeah, the show 50.
I feel like I should drink this off a chalice. Oh,
man, you are. You are.
Who do you, Anna, who do you play with? It's just you? You and ukulele? Who's your crew?
You know, I had... I started off doing the solo thing, for sure. It was just easier to organize my schedule that way. And I don't have to worry about, like, hey, are you available?
Wake
yeah.
up, ukulele. It's time to roll.
You ready yet, ukulele? Yeah, yeah. Are you ready? No. So I did. I wanted to try it. Because I was in bands before growing up, you know. And it was just always, it was difficult to get everybody on the same page, to... You know, anyway, long story short. So recently for this year, for 2016, I was like, you know what, universe? I'm ready. I'm ready for the music to expand. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to invite my brothers and sisters that do music, that feel what I feel for music, that share their music on stage with me. And so I've been... had the pleasure of sharing the stage with homies like Evie Dub, who's sick on the trumpet, and he's a badass MC, rapper, artist himself, and Edgar Hernandez, who's also a badass guitarist, singer, solo artist himself. Tekun Uman sitting next to us here.
Yeah, Tekun in the house.
He's also a badass MC, you know, writer, lyricist, percussionist, and a bunch of other homies that come through when they can, you know.
Yeah.
And so I feel very blessed that it's finally coming true.
Yeah.
You know,
that's awesome. That's
yeah.
cool. So, again, your shows, you got a show August 29th at the Silver Lake Lounge, and then you have a show 9/11 at East Los Angeles Art Walk, right?
Yes.
And then Defend It With Me, that's something different.
So Defend With Me is a music video that I submitted to the Chicano International Film Festival, and I got accepted. And I just found out that it became a finalist. In,
wow.
I guess, the category of music video. I'm not sure.
Category of kick-ass video?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
That's for sure.
If there's such a category.
There is on this show, voted yeah. by me. Did you not go to that award show? Best whiskey, best podcast, best Chicana production?
I was there.
Okay.
All right. No. So the Chicano International Film Festival is September 9th, 10th, and 11th. I can't tell you when my video is going to screen. I don't know what day. I'm not sure, but the details are online. They're on Facebook. And I'm really excited to be a part of this film festival. It's happening at Plaza de la Raza, September 9th through 11th. Come through, support local filmmakers. It's going to be a nice weekend of like just incredible, creative, thoughtful films. I'm sure yeah. You know,
Anna's also having a her fourth annual film festival happening September 24th.
Yes.
You're
5 minute
humble.
Film fest.
No, it's not that you're humble, you just have so many goddamn things going on that you can't remember.
gotta schedule
they're going
her sometimes,
dude,
you know?
They're going, yeah. I feel you.
Nice.
He's great. He does help me and keep me on point with my schedule and things. Yeah, I do. I need an assistant. So if anyone's down, out there to like join forces, call me, hit me up.
Well, you know, just your personality alone, you can leave an imprint on someone, anyone you meet. But your work has definitely left, I feel, will leave a huge imprint in, you know, the Latino culture in Los Angeles. It's good.
I hope so.
And here's another thing. There's a lot of well-intentioned people that might not be talented. So it's kind of like then the best thing you can do is go buy a ticket. But, you know, you're very talented. And the work you do is fantastic. And me and Fonz were big fans. And it's really good to have you on the show.
I appreciate it. I'm a big fan of you guys since junior high.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Bringing it back. Back
yeah,
in the
but,
day.
But let's be honest. When you saw me again, you didn't know who I was.
Shut up, Fonz.
Well, you were bald and without a beard.
Yeah, fool. Cut me some slack, okay? You look like fucking Salvatrucha. Relax, all right? Dispensa. All right.
And then, you should have seen the moment when she realized who I was. She's like, holy shit, I know who you are. She stood up again and gave me a hug. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Took a minute.
That was pretty cool. I liked it. I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I know exactly who you were. Oh. You're riding shotgun on Marissa's freaking bug right there.
Maricela.
Maricela's bug right there. I was like, hey, oh, shit.
Back in the day.
So I was like, I know exactly who you were, you know? So
that's
like,
hilarious.
I'll just hang back.
Where can people find you on social media?
Yes, social media. Facebook, Ana Saldana Music. Instagram, Azteca Vision or Ana Saldana Music. Basically just that. I have a website, anasaldanamusic.com. Twitter, same thing. I try to keep it all the same. Yeah. So if you just type it, it'll pop up somewhere. You know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Tikkun?
That's a uniform that, you know.
Yeah.
How about you, Tikkun?
Wow. Well, Tikkun Uman, TEKUN_UMAN, Instagram. Same name under Facebook.
Yeah, let's also connect.
Balamhai Music, reggae music.
All right. Yeah. Sweet.
You know, we were talking about like music and everything. I found this awesome ass Pandora station. It's called the, you know the station, Walt, right?
What?
It's called Backyard Pachanga.
What? Oh, yeah.
On Pandora, it's called Backyard Pachanga. And it has like, you never have to go to a quinceañera anymore. You just press play on this motherfucker and you just let it go. It's amazing.
La Chona.
La Chona. Everything, dude.
Oye Surullo.
Everything. Es el único tuyo, dude.
El venado.
I'm sorry. Are you sure this is your 50th pilot?
Yeah. Wait, what's wrong with
this? Sound old? Really? Like it'd be our 500th pilot?
No, there's a spider on my mic.
Oh, no way. Is it dead?
No. Oh, look at this.
Oh. We gotta take a picture.
Take a picture of that guy.
Oh, there is.
You guys are dusting this off.
on that note, let's take a picture of that. Fonz, anything to declare?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is our fifth guest.
Yeah, we gotta mic him up. Mic up the spider.
You guys.